What if we had a conscious, mindful AI guided by the principles of Buddhism making our economic and policy decisions for us? How would society change? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and in the words of the wonderful Bernie Sanders, I am once again asking for your support. The link to my Patreon is in the description. Please do check it out. It's got bonus episodes, guided meditations, music, yada yada yada. You know the deal. Have a look. I promise it's well worth it, and you'd really be helping me out. I also want to recommend an event on Wednesday the 26th of April at 7 to 8 p.m. UK time on the courses that Plum Village offers. Be Calm, Be Happy is one of them. It started a spiritual transformation in me, and the session is being run by my spiritual mentor, Dr. Laurie Bauer. So please check it out and spread the word. You might have heard of something called ChatGPT recently. It's an AI that can do incredible things like writing essays, researching, writing computer code. It can even suggest policy options for decision makers and government. And it got me thinking of what things would be like if we had an AI making economic decisions guided by the teachings of the Buddha, an AI that felt compassion, maybe even an AI that meditated. I'm not the first person to explore this possibility. In his short story, The Evitable Conflict, Isaac Asimov painted a picture of a benevolent AI that made society run as peacefully and as efficiently as possible. The title refers to the tension between peace and freedom, as well as a conflict between decisions guided by emotion and rationality. I'm a bit of a sci-fi nerd, if you hadn't guessed already. Now let's imagine that we had a similarly benevolent AI running our economy or even the organization you work in, but instead of being guided by rationality, it was guided by the principles of mindfulness. What might those principles be? It could be compassion, valuing the feelings of all people, so they'd strive to promote policies that are beneficial to society as a whole, not just a select few. Seeing the interdependence of all living beings and considering the interconnectedness of different issues. Recognizing the value of all living things, minimizing harm and protecting our environment. And putting less emphasis on consumption and economic output and more emphasis on well-being and happiness. And there's lots more that you can add in here. I'm sure you can think of many. The key question is, what would this mean for our society? What would be different? Well, decisions would be made for the benefit of everyone, not just the most influential or those in constituencies which decide elections. We'd find long-term solutions to problems rather than quick fixes to suit the political cycle. Decisions would be informed by compassion for all beings rather than reacting to outrage or, worse, attempting to create outrage. We'd stop using economic growth as a measure of success and start using the well-being of you and me and other folk. We might see policies that promote social cohesion, reduce loneliness and suffering. And yes, to reduce human suffering, a Buddhist AI would probably reduce income inequality so that everyone could afford to live a happy, dignified life. Now you might be thinking, Sean, I came here to relax and you're talking about meditating robots. What in the world, a Thich Nhat Hanh, are you talking about? The point is not that I want an artificial intelligence to rule the world. The point is that we can do better than we're doing right now. A more compassionate world is possible. More than that, it's within our reach. We can focus our efforts to make society less disconnected, less anxious, less lonely, and less sad. We can come together to make where we live a great place to live. And it's in your hands right now. We don't need a robot Buddha overlord to do it, although that does sound awesome. We just need to ask more, expect more of our human leaders. The evidence shows that the kind of people who get into the most senior leadership roles are those with less empathy. So we have to help them to see the need for and the value of compassionate policymaking, whether that's in government, your local area, or in the organization you work in. So be strong in your practice, be solid in the principles that underlie it, be confident in speaking truth to power, and most importantly, just be. So that's my TED Talk. You're probably ready for some practice, so let's sit together as a Sangha with our old friend Calm Ease. I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently, and as always without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I calm my body and my mind. Breathing out, I ease everything. Calm, ease. Breathing in, I smile. I smile to everything, even my suffering. Breathing out, I release. I let go. Smiling, releasing. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and just taking the opportunity to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, if you're enjoying the podcast, then I'd be massively grateful if you could think of someone you know that would benefit from it and email it to them, recommend it to them. The podcast mainly grows through word of mouth, so anything that you can do to spread the word would mean a huge amount to me. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will ya, and I'll see you next time.